Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sacramento 125.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. That was a wild game four between the Warriors and the Kings at Chase Center. As the Warriors evened up the series at two games apiece, they would eventually win the series in seven games. And tonight, they are reunited. The Kings and the Golden State Warriors, a win-or-go-home game. Loser is done for the season. They'll go into the offseason with plenty of questions, both rosters, but specifically the Golden State Warriors here. I believe they will win, but boy, if they don't, oh, my Lord, the content, the takes, everything is going to be on the table here as we say good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today, and you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. And we have added the QR code on both pages. Xfinity Mobile Text. So I shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. What is the key to this game tonight? Is it Andrew Wiggins and his defense on De'Aaron Fox? Is it the youngsters? Is it JK? Who's the ultimate X factor in this win or go home game? But I'm starting to get excited about it. 7 p.m. tip at the G1C. Kings Warriors. Do we have a rivalry now, Sasky? Is this a rivalry?
I think it's a local rivalry for the fans. I'm not sure about the players. I do think that I think a lot of people hate Draymond Green up there. I don't know about the players per se. I definitely know Sabonis and him have what I would deem to be bad blood, right? Where they don't really necessarily equally respect each other on either end, and that's understandable. I don't think there's any ill will towards Steph and De'Aaron Fox or anything like that, but I think there's a competitive rivalry, and you know the Kings want to get where the Warriors have been for many, many years, and that's the evolution of sports. I'm super fired up for this one. I feel like it's a bigger one for the Warriors in terms of their dynasty, in terms of their organization, and how bleak things feel after this if they were to lose this, and how everything would have to be uprooted. This just feels like a down year for the Kings. And maybe I'm not understanding their perspective as well. I feel like there's so much more on the line for the Warriors.
There's
legacies, you know, career-defining pivots that could happen after this.
It could. They better defend the three-point line, too, because the percentage of field goals the Kings shoot are threes. Since the month of March, the Kings, they rank first in the NBA. Nearly 50% of their shots are from three. That's not a good balance.
No.
What's turned this Warrior season around is they have gone more inside out. You see a lot of them, they'll average 92.5. They average 92.5 field goal attempts per game, but when the Warriors are humming, 30 to 35 are from three, and the rest are from two-point range. So don't embed in the twos. The Kings have done that. Nearly 50% of their shots come from three, and their percentage is middle of the pack, 16th in the league when it comes to percentage. But percentage of points per game made from threes, or off of made threes, are the Kings. They're first in the league. 42.6% of their points come on made threes. So they're going to get a lot of shots up from the perimeter.
What does their depth look like when they don't have Malik Monk? Like, how does that change the second units? Because the Warriors' second unit has been a strength for them pretty much all year.
That's That's a great question for Kenny Caraway coming up at 8:30. Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. What does their depth look like? Now, they've got to a shorter rotation. Trey Lyles will play. Edwards will play. Kessler Edwards, I believe. But Davion Mitchell, Alex Lynn, you got to watch out for that big. Alex Lynn is still there. So I do worry about their
rotations.
I do wonder about their rotations. We got two calls here on the board. I'm looking forward to these two. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Raider Debater. Raider Debater, what's happening, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, I can't complain.
Pretty much, I hear you, Bo. It's playoff season, you know what I mean? And I believe tonight that the Warriors win easily, and Andrew Wiggins is the key. I fully expect him to get 18 points tonight, about 17 rebounds. And the reason why I say that is because there's
Wait. You said 17 rebounds for Andrew Wiggins?
No, my apologies. 18.7 rebounds.
Oh, seven rebounds. Okay, gotcha. I was like, that's a monster double-double.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, no. There's a pattern with Andrew Wiggins the last four seasons that would tell me that in April he starts to go off and plays like a man possessed. It's not an outlier what ended up happening in the championship year when he played like a man possessed. It clearly shows that somewhere around the All-Star game and after in February, the last four seasons, in the play-in year, the championship year, last year and this year, Andrew Wiggins begins to severely slump. He has a horrible month in the month of February. The last two seasons, he's left the team in the month of February due to kind of mental reasons, right? But then when you look in the month of April in the last four of those seasons, he plays totally different, and he increases his points, his average, his defense. So I expect that same thing. There's some type of pattern. It may be a psychological thing that he slumps in February, but if you look at the last four seasons in April, he begins to start playing like a man possessed. I believe that happens today. I believe that happens to where it helps the Warriors have a successful run in the championship or this playoffs. Thanks.
Raider Debater. All right, we go from him, Raider Debater in Oakland, to Javier Vacaville.
Oh!
Javier Vacaville. How you doing, brother? Turn down your radio.
How you doing, Mr. Hill, Mr. Shasky? I hope that message got along to you. I'm sorry for your loss of your father again. I let that be known when I called in about 2 months ago or so.
Thank you, buddy.
Shout out to that phone operator, man. They act like we ain't going back to the coronavirus day. He act like I'm not worthy of calling in. But that's no here nor there. Tonight, I just want a question to be answered. And it's simply this. And shout out to the group chat, everybody, you know, going to be hating on my call, and I love you guys, biggest haters in the Bay. Everybody in that group chat or in the chatty house. Who's going to cover, I want to know, specifically Shasky, who's going to cover Sabonis in the interior? The last team to take the Warriors to seven games prior to 2023 was LeBron James, and nobody seems to acknowledge that we gave Warriors the best fit they've had in a seven-year stretch. Now eight, and I think people are just overlooking how, you know, Sabonis did lead the league in double-doubles, triple-doubles, broke the record. Like,
Javier,
who's covering De'Aaron Fox?
Javier, are you asking who's guarding Sabonis or who's guarding Fox?
Who's stopping both of them? I'm asking both of them. Who's covering them and who's stopping them both?
Okay.
I want to know.
Andrew Wiggins will get the assignment on De'Aaron Fox. You don't stop great players, but you can slow great players down and make it difficult for them. As for Sabonis, it's called Draymond Green and Kevon Looney. That's who's going to guard Sabonis. And that's the matchup there. So are you telling me that Draymond Green all of a sudden is barbecue chicken on defense?
No, but again, Sabonis averaged 19, 13, and 9 and was 6% from the field. And you're saying Wiggins is going to guard De'Aaron Fox. Contrary to the last call, it's incompetence. Andrew Wiggins had a horrible year. You guys want to get rid of him all year. He's been benched numerous times.
He comes out of his slump after.
Bro, Andrew Wiggins ain't playing well since that championship run 2 years ago. This whole, he wakes up out of the car. No. If you guys get rid of him right now for 80 cents on the dollar, you wouldn't think twice about it.
Hey, listen. Javier, let me break some numbers down to you about Sabonis real quick. Since the All-Star break, he went from 71% shooting in a restricted area to 66%. All right? Field goal percentage other than two-point attempts. Hold on, Javier. Hold on. I'm talking. I'll let you talk. Field goal percentage other than two-point attempts.
before the All-Star break, 50%. Since the All-Star break, 43%. Ah, that sounds like a downtick. 3-point percentage before the All-Star break, 42.6%. Since the All-Star break, 26.9%. So Sabonis hasn't exactly been clicking on all cylinders offensively.
Okay, we'll answer this then. Because all those numbers are still fantastic, they're still better than every big on the Warriors roster significantly.
They don't ask their bigs to do the same things as Sabonis. They don't ask their bigs to do what Sabonis does.
You said 60% to 43%. That's a horrible number. You're talking about downtick. Yo, the Kings have got better defensively since the All-Star break. They're third since March 1st. It's even defensively.
I know, I just read that off.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't listening
because
I was on the phone or getting ready to go to work.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell
out of here. The plus was made for
Javier. I mean, it was.
It was literally made for him.
What the hell was he talking about? Like, Javier, he always does something to just get me going. All these hollow-ass numbers he spits out, did not give us some numbers where it shows this player has struggled since the All-Star break, and they're still great players. By the way, that flush was brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. By the way, every King fan that's called this show today has been awful. You guys are awful. You guys suck up there in Sacramento. You guys are calling, trying to talk trash. You guys have all been awful today.
Well, they have a lot of inexperience in the playoffs. It's okay. They got to get more seasoning.
There's levels to this, right?
Well, there are. Bonte, I hate to do this. Nobody likes to hear I told you so, guy. But I wanted you to hang on to Javier long enough where I could say I told you so when it came to the Javon Kinlaw pick. Because he was touting his chest about Javon Kinlaw, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're going to take a 3-technique D-tackle, and he's the guy, and got to have him. And I'll never forget you and me doing that draft show, and I hated the pick in real time. I was rooting for the kid to be good. I was not rooting against him. I was scared to death of him. And
he had a solid year season ago.
Bonte.
He was solid last season. He wasn't a star.
But I wanted to tell Javier I was right and he was wrong.
I just didn't. You know, that pick.
Just terrible value.
No, I just don't get trading a D-tackle and then drafting another one and then giving that D-tackle the number of DeForest Buckner. He set the kid up to lose. It just didn't. I get taking a D-tackle, but you should have just kept the D-tackle.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't good. It's okay. He wasn't good.
You know?
He wasn't good.
Ayuk was.
Did you know Ayuk was?
No.
And they're talking about trading Ayuk.
No.
People want to trade Ayuk for some reason. I just don't get it. Let's surround Brock Purdy with weapons. Oh, wait. Brock Purdy's going into a contract here. Let's take away his primary weapon. What? What? Like, I can't believe people are advocating for that. Let's just draft a rookie wide receiver and pair him up with Brock Purdy on a team that's in a win-now mode. And let's put all that pressure on him. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. Kyle pick wasn't good.
I'll let you, let's say one of the three youngsters is allowed to play well tonight. Okay? I would hope it's
Jonathan Kuminga.
More than TJD.
I mean, I expect TJD to do what he does.
Okay.
I don't think TJD... He's going to get you your 9, 10 points and your 7, 8 rebounds.
So you expect a baseline
I expect that.
Okay.
The guy's seasoned. He's experienced. Now, this is the biggest game, and it's a little different, but I don't think TJD, he's going to be on that back line with Draymond Green. They'll be communicating back and forth. I really don't have any concerns about TJD, to be honest with you. Jonathan Kuminga, I do have concerns about.
Yeah. So
where is he at mentally? Where is he at? Where is he at physically? How's he feeling about the tendonitis? I need, but I also believe this too, and I said this in the last hour. Kuminga coming off the bench with Chris Paul, I think it's going to do wonders for him. Chris Paul's been in this situation over the course of his 19-year career. He's been in every situation. He's been up 2-0 in the finals. He's been up 3-1 in the series. He's been out 3-1. I mean, he's played in game sevens. He's done it all, except win a championship, of course. But Chris Paul, I think, will be great for JK just to calm him down with that second unit and make sure that he's in the right spots offensively. Defensively, there could be some breakdowns here and there. It happens. Loud environment, make it be backdoor. Can't have it happen consistently, but I think Kuminga would be fine. Offensively, CP3 will have Kuminga in the right spot, whether it's 10 feet away from the hoop, whether it's him isolated on the baseline to where he can go downhill and attack and get to the free throw line. I actually love the pairing of CP3 and JK in this game because really, this is the biggest game of JK's career. A playoff-type environment, not going to call it a playoff game, but a playoff-type environment where you win or go home. JK didn't play a lot last season.
Didn't he?
He didn't play a lot the season before.
2022, he didn't play a little in the Grizzly series?
Maybe a couple situations,
yeah.
Situational possessions,
okay,
but really just one game.
Well, in the four Warrior-King matchups this year, Trayce Jackson-Davis played less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, now he's been playing basically 25 minutes a game since March 1st.
He's not part of the equation.
Keon Ellis played essentially 5 minutes in all of the other four matchups combined, and he's playing about 25 minutes a game since March 1st. So, like, I'm looking at the newness of both of those guys, and I think that the prior matchups, it's really difficult to extract any correlation for this matchup because of how different both teams are.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the main cogs are there. The big dogs.
Yeah, but no Malik Monk does change them.
It does change.
Like, to me, that's the biggest absence.
So who steps up for them? I don't really care about who steps up for them. I'm worried about the Warriors and who's playing well for them. Forget the Kings for a second. We're so locked in on, and I get we're trying to educate people on their personnel.
Well, I'm just trying to play both sides.
You know, no, I hear you. But Harrison Barnes will be there. This is his opportunity to stick it to the Warriors. Finally. Finally stick it to the Warriors. Even though this is a playing game, he can stick it to the Warriors. De'Aaron Fox, where's he going to be at? Sabonis, where's he going to be at? But I'm looking at the Warriors here on paper. They should be just fine in this basketball game. They should be able to get any shot that they want. They should be able to defend at a high level. They've been in this situation before. They won two games on that floor last season. Hell, they won a game on the floor this year to start the season. They blew a 24-point lead. Warriors play their game, take care of the basketball, and I fully expect them to be playing on Friday night in New Orleans, in the Smoothie King Center, against the Pelicans, in a rematch of last Friday's game. That's what I'm expecting.
So you got two road teams winning tonight.
I do, which is, you know, I try to always split them up. I'm weird like that. I don't know. I got the Lakers winning. Unless AD doesn't play. If AD doesn't play, then I'm taking the Pelicans. I didn't know AD was on the injury report. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I've
been so locked in on Warriors and Kings. Maybe the Lakers are playing chess. Maybe they are trying to avoid the Denver Nuggets.
Is having that secondary elite perimeter defender going to really cost the Warriors in this one? Having GP2?
No, that's... If there's a little concern, it's Andrew Wiggins getting into foul trouble on De'Aaron Fox. But Wiggins is usually good about not getting in foul trouble. But not having GP2 is one less defender on De'Aaron Fox. A guy who could pick up De'Aaron Fox 94 feet and make him work. That's all I want Wiggins to do, is make Fox work. Make him work. And Fox has been on the heater. But his usage rate has been through the roof, man. Through the roof. Look at what he's done. I'm going to throw away the Portland game. But Phoenix, 9 of 23. 23.6 assists, 5 rebounds. If they hold Fox to 9 of 23, I really love the Warriors' chances. Night before, 11 of 18. Night before that, OKC, 12 of 29. 12 of 29 for De'Aaron Fox, 41%. I'll take that all day long. 29 shots to score, 33 points. 7 of 17 from 3. The night before, 8 of 20. Now, he did have a good night against Boston, but they benched all their starters in the fourth quarter. He goes 16 of 29. But against the Knicks, 11 of 26. Against the Clippers, 6 of 20. He's had a lot of off nights. And his usage rate has been higher and higher and higher without Malik Monk. So can you make Fox work? Can you make him work? He's only 26 years old. He's going to play about 40 minutes. Once he leaves the floor, I think that's advantage go to St. Warriors, especially with Chris Paul running his second unit. But Davion Mitchell, off night. He's going to press Chris Paul. He's going to press Steph Curry. And that's another key offensively. Can the Warriors get the ball up the floor and push the pace? You want to get up and down and run. Last year, the Kings did a great job of really suffocating the Warriors and pressing them full court when they're getting their offense with 16, 15 seconds left. Can't happen tonight.
Well, and not he's always a big part of whenever they play well, but like Draymond Green's got to be assertive offensively. He just has to be. And when he's scoring, going downhill, hitting a couple of threes, everything opens up for this team. Just the spacing early on, I feel like I'm going to know what kind of pace they're in and what kind of space they're in early on in this game. Yep. And it feels like it's going to be a game of runs, because that's the last couple of times that they've played each other. It's the pace has been up and down and up and down and up and down. So, yeah, the Warriors are going to have to score.
Yeah, they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score a lot. No doubt about that. Here's Steve Kerr. The Warriors having a chance to do something special.
I've got a good feeling about what's ahead. I think we still have a chance to do something special. Now, obviously, it's NCAA tournament. We got to get out of the first weekend here and win the first two and, get to the first round, but we have a shot, so we're excited about that.
When Steve Kerr says he believes they can still do something special, what defines special for this team? What's a special season for them? What's a special run? Is it a second-round playoff berth? Is it the West Finals? Is it the NBA Finals? Is it just getting in through the play-in? What does Steve Kerr mean by special?
I think he means going to the finals.
What do you think special would be?
I mean, for this group of guys,
yeah.
Special is the finals. I mean, I hate being so
saying.
Definitive
yeah,
like
no,
that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Anything else is a disappointment.
Well, I think they're already really disappointed. They would never acknowledge it currently, but I think, again, if they lose tonight, I think the whole tone of all the exit interviews, everything, I'm going to be fascinated to hear what everyone has to say. I feel like there's something going on deeper, and we'll find out about it years later.
On this team?
Yeah, just in general. There's a lot. There's a lot of emotions, uncertainty with contracts. I don't know, man. I think there's a lot going on right now. I mean, even like Pajemski, Pajemski had a monster year. I'm hearing Pajemski like outwardly saying, I want to be on the first team all rookie. And I get wanting to say that. It's just, it's lax a little, dude. Like, we're on a playoff run here.
Yeah, I hear that. But what's wrong with saying that?
It felt a little campaign.
Draymond Green has his podcast.
I mean, and I don't like that either.
You know, Coach Vallejo,
I mean, Draymond's potting before the biggest game of the year. It's kind of like, maybe wait till we're done and then you can pot about it. I know.
He pots all the time. I mean, he pots through the playoffs all the time. Coach Vallejo, what's happening?
Hey, man, how you doing? You know what? I kind of see the game a little different, Dante. This is a perfect game to start Draymond at center and Kuminga and Wiggins, because Draymond is in Sabonis' head,
yeah.
Number one. And number two, like you said, they shoot a lot from the perimeter, mm-hmm. and that's not TJD's strong point, you know? True. And, there's no one on the Kings that can actually match up with Kuminga. So they'd have a hell of a time trying to stop him. And as far as De'Aaron Fox, I agree with you. Wiggins is the best. But don't count out Chris Paul guarding De'Aaron Fox. He's smart. He's crafty. And in a half-court set, he's a wall out there. And De'Aaron Fox will have a hell of a time trying to penetrate Chris Paul. He knows all the angles. So I'll watch Chris Paul defensively on De'Aaron Fox. I'm interested to see that.
That'd be interesting as well. Sure, and I do believe if TJD's not working out early,
they'll yank.
Earlier, they'll start somebody else in the second half. They'll come out with a new starting lineup. And Coach and Vallejo, you may see Draymond at the small ball five. You'll definitely see him as a small ball five at various points today, I believe. But especially at the start of the second half, if that doesn't work out at the start of the game here. Because Sacramento, 48% of their shots do come from the three-point line.
I get what he's saying. I'm listening to Steve Kerr as a whole, and he's like, TJD and Draymond, TJD and Draymond, TJD and Draymond. Like, I've been listening to what he's saying, and I'd be shocked that they go with Kuminga, just off what they've told me.
Yeah, it would be.
To start the game.
That wouldn't be right for Kuminga to get into the spot.
They get down 8-2.
Yeah,
everyone's losing their minds.
Don't put Kuminga in that situation. Anyway, Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. That's coming up, brought to you by Prize Picks.
Cash in on basketball's biggest moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use code GURU957 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Hey, Bay Area. Find your fill at Jack's Restaurant. As a brother-owned and operated establishment, Jack's Restaurant has always believed in making great food and serving it with great service. And that's just what they do. Come in and enjoy the American comfort food menu menu with a touch of Greek. Serving breakfast, lunch, or dinner with a full bar. Located in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, San Jose, and Newark. Come into one of our convenient locations for our kind service and delicious food. For the menu and more, ilovejax.com.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone sang the same thing. SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service, and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
I've got a busy life. Work, kids. I need some time to relax. Thank heaven for my commute on San Francisco Bay Ferry. This is my happy place. Sometimes my happy hour. I could catch up on my emails or just chill on the back deck. Hey, look, a seal. Relax, reflect, reset. Ride the ferry and leave stress in its wake. San Francisco Bay Ferry, now departing from the ordinary.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through June 21st, get gig speed internet for...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
$25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
City Cruises creates amazing dining experiences with one-of-a-kind offerings. Our DJ sets the mood while you soak in the San Francisco skyline and the bay's incredible views, all from an intimate interior or from open-air rooftop decks. For a one-of-a-kind upscale dining experience on the water, go to citycruises.com. That's citycruises.com. San Francisco's premier sightseeing, private events, brunch, and dinner cruise. Make your special occasions more memorable and set sail for a day to remember.
Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
It's truck month at your local Ram dealer with great deals on trucks that work hard, play hard, and break every rule on what a truck should be. Right now, qualified commercial customers get $3,500 total bonus cash allowance on the 2024 Ram, 2500 and 3500 tradesman crew cab. Don't miss Ram Truck Month. Go to ram.com to find your local Ram dealer today and take advantage of this great offer. Must show proof of eligible commercial business. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by April 30th, 2024. Ram is a registered trademark.
Visit Shane Company for uniquely designed jewelry crafted with the greatest care. Timeless Mother's Day gifts to remind her of your love. It's Mom's Day to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill to see the full selection of Bosch appliances. From refrigerators with their trademark Farm Fresh system that extends food freshness so you can make less trips to the grocery store, or dishwashers with precision wash technology that helps to clean, sanitize, and dry dishes and eliminate up to 99.9% of bacteria. You can see all of the Bosch appliances displayed beautifully in live working vignettes at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs. Some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert.
Want more speed? Well, Xfinity just increased their internet speeds, and they're faster than ever. It's time to get more out of your internet with faster speeds from Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. That's double the speed for the same great price. Click, call, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and other charges extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. At Great Clips, we save your haircut details and clip notes so every member of the highly skilled team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Download our app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
To go. Curry will walk it up. Off the screen. Curry at midcourt. They're going to trap him. Feeds over to Draymond. Draymond looks, finds Thompson with three, with two, with one. The jumper's up. Good! Point two to go! Klay Thompson with the bucket! Sacramento calls time.
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. It better not be roasting me if I'm giving him all these intros.
No, Clay. I will never roast you. I, Monte Hill, will never, ever roast the great Klay Thompson. That was one of the game winners against Sacramento. But Sacks won two straight since then. They've won two straight games. Malik Monk, who won't play tonight, he hit one game winner up at the G1C when they rallied from a 24-point deficit. That one stung. That one drove me crazy. And then, of course, the last time they chased Center when Fox throws a trap on to Stephen Curry, he couldn't even get a shot up. And they win at Chase Center 134-133. So the last three matchups come down to 1 point between the Kings and the Warriors. And tonight, it's win or go home. Let's bring in our main man, our brother from another mother. Too bad he doesn't get to come to the dental office. I was hoping he was coming to get some Novocaine and, you know, get a root canal or whatnot. But instead, we got to go to the G1C and deal with that beam and everything. Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. Shasky, what?
I wonder, last time we talked to Kenny, he was, you know, asking us a lot and saying a lot of stuff. And I'm just curious, has your wrist healed from trying to backhand the Warriors and their dynasty? And you got it broken last year in that game seven with that 50 burger that Steph dropped. Has it healed up well?
You know, first of all, what's going on to my brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Hi, Kenny.
It healed just fine. You know, one of the things and the theme of today that we'll talk about a lot is, you know, the Kings are a team that are at the beginning of their story. The Warriors, well, they're finished. Okay, this is what it is. They're finished. Now, look, you got four championships. Nobody's disrespecting that. We would love to have four championships here. You got, you know, a moment in history. Nobody's taking that away from you. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it is over. It's done. Like, this thing is over. It's a wrap. Don't get it twisted. Hell, even if you win tonight, you'll probably lose on Friday. Hell, if you win Friday, you'll probably get beat down in the first round or something. Like, this thing's over. The championship dreams are done. So they did heal. My wrist did heal. But the Kings are at the beginning of their story. It's the final chapter for these Warriors. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, Kenny, how big of a game? That's cute. That's a nice little that's pretty cute. I'm glad you believe that. How big is this game up there in Sacramento? No, how big, though? Because I feel like even if the Kings win this game and lose Friday, That feather in your cap and that A hat that you're rocking there looks pretty clean. I always like the Hazel's hats. Couldn't rock them because of what happened with the rally monkey, though, too. But that feather in the cap, that feather in the cap, how proud would Kings fans be to win this game tonight? Would that erase what happened last season?
Not. Well, you talk about last season. It would go a long way to help with that. I mean, because you're sending the Warriors home, man. So that's a good thing. But as far as this season in particular, me and Dane, we talk about this often. Like, you win this game today, but you lose on Friday. There's still a lot of people that look at the season as a failure, you know, because you didn't make the playoffs, and that was the goal to get to the playoffs. So, like in the scenario that you laid out. Win this game tonight. We like the beam. We're going to have a good old time at DoCo. It's going to be a good thing. But if we don't follow that up with a win on Friday, there's going to be a lot of people disappointed for sure.
Why is the team better defensively in the last couple of months here, the Kings?
Man, my very first thought about that has got to be Keon Ellis. Keon Ellis is phenomenal. And I have he is phenomenal on the defensive end. And I was kind of slow to come around. He's an undrafted guy, a two-way player, and I liked him as a player, but I didn't know what he would be in the NBA. But he's a tenacious defender. He's only about 6'3", but he's got like a 6'8" wingspan. Like, he's long and wiry. I've said a couple of different times, and maybe I'm jumping out the window, but he has all defensive team ability on the perimeter, the way he guards and the way he makes things difficult. I don't know how you guys necessarily, if you feel this way about this guy I'm about to speak of, but he kind of reminds me of a GP2. Mm. You know, the way he can, he is versatile and he's athletic and he's tenacious on the defensive end. So what he's been able to do on the perimeter has really helped out. One of the things that's always been an issue with the Sacramento Kings, in my opinion, under De'Aaron Fox, is they would always ask Fox to do everything. And you look around at the other point guards, whether it's Steph, whether it's Ja, Trae Young, Luka, Dame, they were never asked to average 30 and guard the best guard every day. And that's what they asked De'Aaron Fox to do for years. And I used to say, hey, hide him out in the corner like they do Ja Morant. Hide him out in the corner on the weakest offensive player like they do Trae Young. Or I'm not taking shots at Steph, but let him play, you know, the weakest perimeter guy so Steph can go to work. And now with Keon Ellis there, they've been able to do that. But here's the caveat with that. De'Aaron Fox, in my opinion, is an all-defensive player. Led the league in steals, top three in deflections. He is a hellacious on-ball defender, but he doesn't have to always guard the best offensive perimeter player. And that's unlocked his defense as well, which is why you're seeing some of these things team defensively then become better. Keegan Murray is a hell of a defender. And Davion Mitchell, who we all know he can defend, but he had an up and down season through half of the season. Since the All-Star break, he's found his groove, and he's starting to get his defensive bag as well as his offensive bag. So what's really happening, a long-winded way of saying it, is what's really happening is they're starting in the mold into the creation of Mike Brown and what Mike Brown is all about as being a coach. Hellacious on the defensive end, especially on the perimeter, and he's found some guys who can play that style of basketball.
I'm talking to Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320, breaking down Warriors at Kings. He'll be in the building at the G1C for this play-in tournament game between the Kings and the Warriors. Kings at 9, Warriors at 10. And Kenny, I'm glad you saw my thunder there with Keon Ellis. I am so impressed with this young man. And I'm just thinking about all the different guys who could guard Stephen Curry tonight. Like, we were talking about Wiggins is going to be the primary defender on De'Aaron Fox. And not having GP2 for this game could hurt the Warriors at times. I want Wiggins to be on the floor at all times when Fox is on the floor. When Fox takes a breather, I want Wiggins to take a breather. But on the flip side, will Keon Ellis get the first crack at Stephen Curry there and then maybe alleviate some of that defensive pressure off of Fox and then maybe you go off night coming off the bench? Because I feel like Keon Ellis is going to draw that assignment out Steph.
Well, it's really interesting. We were talking about this yesterday and trying to figure it out because, first and foremost, ain't nobody stopping Steph Curry.
No
Steph
Curry's
one of the greatest players to ever play. We got all the respect in the world for 30. Don't get it twisted. But what you want to do is you want to make it difficult. And the guy that's made it the most difficult, at least this season, especially since he's kind of, you know, he's got his legs under him as an NBA player, is Keegan Murray.
Mm.
Keegan Murray's length and athleticism has seemed to bother Steph Curry. So we wonder where they'll start with, because everything that I said about Keon, everything that you guys have said about Keon is 100% true. But when you've got a guy like Keegan Murray, who you can put a little size on him,
yeah,
and athleticism, and has a track record of making things difficult for Steph. Maybe you start with him and you bring Keon in every now and then. What I've really looked at with this particular matchup and the way they defend nowadays is you've got four guys to throw at Steph. Once again, not saying you're going to stop the guy. The guy can go for 50 at any time. Ain't nobody stopping Steph Curry. But you got four options to maybe keep guys fresh and keep giving him different looks between Keegan, Keon, Davion, and I think Fox will get some time on him as well. Like I said, Fox is. We've been trying to push that candidacy for him to be an all-defensive player because he is a pretty damn good defensive ball player at that point guard position. So you got four guys that you can throw, give different looks. More importantly, maybe keep, if you want Keon to be on him more times than not, Keon doesn't have to guard him for 40 minutes. You know, you can pick your spots when Keon can get on him, or Keegan getting some time, Davion getting some time, and De'Aaron getting some time. So it's going to be a group effort, as always.
Also, real quickly, Kitty, the way the Kings pressured Steph last year in that series, pressing him 94 feet. There's a lot of times in the half court where the Warriors didn't get into their offense till about 15, 14 seconds left. I anticipate that as well because that made it difficult for the Warriors to score the half court last year in that first round series.
No, that's a Doug Christie special. Doug Christie is really big on picking up these guys full court, making them work. Don't get them, giving them any easy inch. And once again, like we talked about Keon Ellis, they just have the personnel now to play that style of basketball. Are they better? I don't know. I don't want to go that far. But defensively, they clearly are better because they have the personnel that matches up with what Mike Brown wants to do, what Jordy Fernandez wants to do. When you talk about picking up full court, that's something Doug Christie, I'm sure, has implemented in what they want to do on the defensive end.
10 full minutes and no Draymond Sabonis talk. Just
I leave that alone.
Have at it. Yeah. Have at it.
I want to save that. I want to get Kenny started here.
Well, Kenny, you are one of the biggest Draymond, I would say, haters. I mean, but that's, to me, you're not a quote unquote hater of Draymond. You just try to present the other side of how other fans view Draymond Green.
Great word. Truther. That's what I am. I tell the truth when it comes to Draymond. The guy got a backpack on when he shoots the jump shot. Now look, when I talk about he's a truther, he is one of the best defensive players we've seen in this game. You know, he is one of those guys. But I think he's on the downside of it. Much like the Warriors in general, he's on the downside of his run. You know, his run is over, okay? But I will give him this. With the Warriors playing good basketball, that has coincided with Draymond playing good basketball. I remember it was the Mavericks game I was watching on TNT a couple weeks ago. He did a good job and helped close that game out. And, you know, he has his moments. When he's good, he's really beneficial. When he's awful, he's awful. I don't know what Draymond we're getting tonight. I don't know if we're getting the Draymond that showed up in game two of the series last year or the Draymond that showed up in game five. This guy had 21 points, was hitting three. He was Dale Ellis. I said, what the hell is going on? This guy out here shooting like Craig Hodges. I said, what the hell is about?
Hey, Draymond Green went 5-7 from the 3-point line against the Lakers last Tuesday, and in his next game against the Pelicans, didn't even take a shot. So we don't know what we're getting from Draymond Green offensively, but we've been over, like, ever since I started working that pregame show, Kitty. When he's aggressive offensively, the Warriors are just a different team. When he scores those 10 to 12 points and makes a couple threes, it opens up the defense to where Curry and Kuminga and Wiggins can drive to the rack left and right. So his offense is very important. It may be as important as his defense tonight against Sacramento.
I've said this for years now, a decade at this point. If I'm going up against the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, and I know the way the offense works is not as simplistic as this, but Draymond Green got to go for 25, 30 points. I want to see you go for 25, 30 points because that means that's less passes that you're making a step for Clay. If you're wide open, I'm going to leave you open and let you shoot.
You're right, Draymond. 25, 30 tonight. That would be incredible.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Which is the Draymond
Absolutely
Green drop.
Incredible.
Thank you. Casey.
Well, what I'm saying to that is I will leave you open every time. I'm not going to pressure you and give you a lane so you can make a backdoor pass to Kuminga or Steph Curry. I'm going to leave you open. I'm going to force you to shoot the basketball. And if you are hitting, I'll tip my hat. I'll take my chances that you're not going to be hitting or that you're not even going to shoot the ball. And we can do whatever we want to do on the defensive end, much like Draymond does with what was that game when he was driving Russell Westbrook and he just sat in the lane and left at the ball? That's the way I would play Draymond Green.
Well, break down the fans to me. Like, how much does this one mean to Kings fans? Because, we were talking about it. Like, I've got a lot of family that's moved from the Bay Area up to the Sacramento area, whether it's Auburn, Roseville, Indesac, Rockland. Like, they're all up in that area. Some, when their kids were really young, became Kings fans prior to the Warriors, you know, being good. Some have moved up there while the Warriors were dominant, remained Warrior fans. Like, there's a lot of transplants. We know this. So, like, as a local, as a Kings fan who's been a Kings fan since day one, break down the psyche of the local Kings fan and how you view Warrior fans.
Ooh, man. All right, we got some time. So, obviously, everybody knows up here we hate the Lakers, right? Lakers, I think if you did a – it's tough, man. The Lakers are definitely a team we hate, you know, on the top level. I would say probably within the last 5 years, because it didn't start when the Warriors started winning, right? It didn't start, you know, at that time. It was a little bit after that when we started to get some Bay Area transplants out here. And I think the crowning moment, the defining moment that really pissed people here in Sacramento off was when we started to see Warriors gear in the Sacramento airport. Mm. For whatever reason, that started to piss us off. Mm. And I bring up the Lakers because the Warriors may have supplanted the Lakers as the number one enemy in Sacramento. We hate the Warriors. I remember last year when you guys won the series and you guys played against the Lakers. I remember I was listening because, you know, I'm a roast. I've been listening to my people. And you were like, no, I can't believe it. Kings fans, y'all going with the Lakers over the Warriors? You're supposed to be NorCal love. No. We don't like you. All right? Don't get it. We don't like you. You're the number one enemy here. And if it came down to it like we saw last year, hell, go LeBron, go AD, beat these Warriors, get them the hell out of here. So that is the energy that is going to be at the Golden 1 Center tonight.
I love that
goes off from 12 from noon to 4 on D'Lo and KC.
No, hold on, Casey, because you started to turn up a little bit. I'm going to have to turn you down real quick. You're a little too turned up right here. A little too turned up, Casey. Now, Shasky and I, how hated are we in Sacramento? Because I know how hated we are in Philadelphia, in Dallas, but I see the T-shirts up there.
I see royalties.
The empty calories. Yeah, where's our royalties at the empty calories hoodies
and
that KC, you guys got up there?
You know I was right about that, too.
Hey, man, it's a physical game.
Oh, yeah, ask Draper.
Now you're worried about physicality?
Oh, no, Draper is. You saw your boy Draper on the post-game show, Kenny. Talk about it's too physical out there. It's bully ball out there. This is not enjoyable basketball. I don't know what he's on.
Green and Pelican Bay.
Hey, I thought Draper was from Philadelphia. We'll talk to him in a little bit. I thought he was from Philly. Tough. East Coast. Bad boys. Come on, man.
Hey, like Tupac said, as he was birdie. When they were playing in the tournament, when Kyle was getting knocked around and Tommy Shepard was getting knocked around, he looked at the ref and said, "It's a man's game, right? It's a man's game. That's what we're doing here tonight, baby. It's a physical game, baby. It's playoff basketball."
Casey, you're cutting out left and right here. Last time the Kings won a playoff series was when?
Man, it's been a long, long time. I think it was 2005.
It sounds like you're calling from 2005. What is going on with your connection?
Well, I'll tell you like this. On D'Lo and KC, noon to 4, we don't do all this phone calls. Next week. I'm trained. It's all good. We in 2024. I don't know what this cockamamie setup is right here. You come straight on the Zoom. You guys know what it is. You got your microphone hooked up. Got your screen hooked up. Everything good. Hey. So I don't know what gear this is. We don't have it on the floor.
Hey, Kenny, I'm just glad that the Sacramento airport finally got Wi-Fi. Even though we got to pay $4.99 for it. But at least we finally got Wi-Fi in the airport up there.
We're not arguing about our airports.
Have fun up there at the T1C, man. Get out of here, man. And trust me,
buddy.
Warriors ain't losing this game because they do. I will not be on social media for 3 weeks.
Look, guys, look. I talked about this the way I started it.
We can't even hear you. Louis bag for you and Damien, and upgrade your Wi-Fi. What is going on?
Hey, Casey and D-Lo. Hey, they get out there with the Louis bags and the Gucci.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Them boys is fitted up, man.
And my guy had AOL dial-up. Hey, like, man. What are we doing?
Hey, man, them boys. I ain't gonna lie, man.
The way he dresses, and then the Wi-Fi doesn't match the way the guy dresses.
I mean, they probably had to fit out last night about the G-Lo. Hey, the play-in tournament fit is gonna be hard.
I love Casey.
The play-in tournament fit, they're gonna be rocking today. The vest, the Louis V vest. Them boys is draped up, man.
I mean, I didn't know he was gonna call us from MS DOS 1997. What was going on there?
Oh, man. We're the number one in it. You hear that?
Well, is Warrior it me and you or is it the Warriors?
It's the Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Us, they love us. Well, I know they love me. They love me.
Yeah, they love you.
Yeah, I don't know why am I so lovable as Chasky's not. It should be the other way around.
Well, hating white guys is in right now, you know?
It's acceptable practice. Hating white guys?
Yeah.
That's in right now?
I don't know.
I think it's always been in. I'm trying to think of the differentiator. Talking about enemy number one.
Come on, man. You see black people get hate all day.
That's true.
Everybody's got their argument there.
That's true.
Everybody's got their argument. It's just a lot of haters. Haters will find a way to hate.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
They said KC needs to move to Roseville. Elk Grove connection is so bad. Oh, that's cold. Let's go to... They said, Kenny still using the Obama phone?
Oh, that's that. Come on.
That's LG chocolate. The LG.
Oh, man.
Hey, my dad had that razor for so long.
Only the cool kids had the razors back in the day.
He fought the iPhone for years. We got him one. The guy was obsessed. Facebook, everything, all in one place.
He realized there's nothing worse than a green text. That's what he finally realized. Blue text only.
We had a big argument over the weekend with my cousin JP Money about his insistence on Android. And he's like, it's a superior technology to the Apple. And I was like, just stop it. Everyone's got an Apple phone, dude. Just get the iPhone.
Yeah, them boys are in denial. Them boys are in denial.
Who?
The Android users. They're in denial.
But why did they do it just to be jerks,
whatever.
I have to be different.
Oh.
I mean, if we're doing analogies, the Warriors are clearly the iPhone, and then the Kings tonight are the Android. I mean, it's not even close.
Well, I mean, it may be too physical for Kyle Draper.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we had Tim Kempton on the radio today. The physicality has gotten out of control. It is not basketball that's being played right now in the NBA. It is bully ball out there. The NBA has gone too far the other way. Like, this is not fun to watch. Tim Kempton said it. And this is a guy that played in the 90s, played Bad Boys Pistons and all that. And for what I saw out there tonight, and it's not against Sacramento, it's not against Phoenix, it's against both teams. The NBA has to clean that up. I think there's too much physicality out there. And then to adjust to it middle of the season, I just don't like this brand of NBA basketball. It is not enjoyable to watch because so many times guys are getting fouled, they're throwing their hands up,
sure.
Rightfully so, and these refs are swallowing the whistle. They're so-called letting the players decide on the floor. A foul is a foul is a foul. Make the calls, officials.
So,
and this is not about Kings didn't get the whistle. That's not basketball out there.
It's all about the Kings not getting the whistle. Oh, man,
by the way. If I listed 100 issues with the NBA, I don't think too physical makes the list.
Yeah, no, not at all. We've been begging for the NBA to go back to not necessarily the 90s brand of basketball, but I mean, come on. You can't call a foul when somebody's breathing on somebody. By the way, this is a great message from Demick 1212. Kenny locked off so he could play solitaire. That's pretty good. I do like that.
Couple things. I love how the clips don't lie. When you're misspelling and mispronouncing I'm not even going to say it. Give it to me. Give me the last 10 games of, come on. Baltimore Orioles? I'm going to mispronounce it. Cause
you said
if you think about it, IU can Debo.
No, not that.
Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got CMC.
You're not
throwing Bonte under the bus. You're struggling to bring drop name.
And then he's not even going to, he's scared to say the name. He's scared to say the name. Don't fall for the, don't do it, Spadoni.
What's the name?
I'm not going to say.
No.
What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about
Richmond.
Either.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby. Yes.
So when I hit the yes, confirming your mistake, Morgan is it Reagan? How do you pronounce her last name?
What's her name? I don't know.
Well, I don't want to. She's a colleague on some level. So because I'm not in SAC. So what I'm saying is that if you listen to that rant, at one point she agrees with Kyle Draper.
She does.
Tape don't lie.
The tape don't lie.
She did what I did.
She was just like, yeah. Hurry up and pass the mic.
That's me every day.
Oh, man.
Paul
Hogan.
Yeah, I said what I said.
You are the Russell Westbrook of the show. Let's go to Armando and San Leandro.
It's your turn, my turn.
No, it's never that. It's your turn. Hey, I'm like Andrew Wiggins. I'm not touching the ball for 4 or 5 possessions.
No.
Hey, Armando and San Leandro.
I guarantee if we did an actual breakdown of spoken words on this show, 2-1 you to me.
No chance.
Uh-huh.
You cut me off all the time. No chance that's 2-1.
My shot selection is you. Infinitely better.
You're 60-40. You're the J.R. Smith. You're taking 24 threes in the game. Armando, San Leandro, what's happening?
I will not play with my shirt off like he did at the parade.
Hey, how you doing, man? First thing, man, let's go Warriors, baby.
Let's go Warriors, Mondo.
And them Kings fans, I don't think it's going to be their year, though. I think we need this one. And I think, honestly, Wiggins going to give you at least 18 points. I think they're going to put that TJ on in the paint. He's going to be, man, blocking balls left and right. And I feel like Green is going to bring it, man. He's going to at least give you 10 points. He's going to be crazy on defense. I feel like they're going to put Green on Fox, though.
Maybe at times, not all games.
I'm sure I love that
matchup. But at times, but he defended. Draymond did take that assignment at times in game 4, that pivotal game last year when the Warriors were down 2-1. You saw him guarding Fox late in that fourth quarter, last 5 minutes of the game. So Day-Day is capable, no doubt. All the options are on the table tonight, folks. They got to throw the kitchen sink at this team. You got to do whatever you got to do to just win a damn game and get to Friday.
So for the uninitiated, when it comes to Keon Ellis, who – it sounds like he's one of the many reasons why their defense has taken a huge step forward.
I believe it is.
He referenced Gary Payton II mm-hmm. as a guy that reminds him of style of play-wise. Mm-hmm. When the Warriors play GP2 long stretches with certain combinations, it does really muck things up for them offensively.
It does.
What's Keon's offensive game like?
Well, he's a better three-point shooter. You think about the month of April, he's shooting 47.5% from the 3-point line.
Mm.
He's attempting 5 threes a game. So he's not shy of the 3-point shot. You know, last week in Oklahoma City, he went 8-15 from 3.
Whew.
All right?
It's a hell of a game.
8-15. Now New Orleans had him on a scouting report. He only plays 23 minutes. He only gets three point attempts up. Phoenix Friday night, he gets 6 shots up from 3-point range. So He will take the three. He's not shy of the 3-point line. So I think his offensive game is a little more diverse than GP2's is. And
Does he finish around the rim like GP2?
I don't know if he finishes around the rim. We could ask Draper about that.
Yeah.
But I definitely know he's willing to take that 3-point shot for sure.
Well, I know that I was just, again, I'm just watching the game the other night when it was the end of the Kings and the Phoenix. And they had flashed some Davion Mitchell shooting numbers from, I don't know what the date was, mm-hmm. the final month, 2 mm-hmm. months of the season, whenever the injuries happened to Herter mm-hmm. and Monk. And he's shooting better. And I'm saying, wow. I mean, okay, if he's shooting better. So it sounds like other guys have stepped up into those roles that have been vacated. Not as good as Malik Monk in terms of being a dynamic scorer off the bench, but they just bring different elements to that team.
Let's hear from Draymond Green on this play-in matchup with the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
It's always a playoff-type game. Like, you feel that. You go into their arena, their fans want to light the beam and see us lose and beat the crap out of us, and they come in here, we want to beat the crap out of them. A lot of familiarity amongst the two organizations, even beyond just us going out and playing in the money games that we've played against each other over the past couple years. You know, Mike, Vivek, LB, like there's a ton of familiarity amongst the organizations. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of has brewed into that. But, you know, for us, it's another game that we have to go win. It's not just another game in the sense of like, oh, it's just any other game. It's another game that we have to go win, and we got to go get it done.
That's Draymond Green. Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo?
Yo.
What's up with it? What's up, Bonte?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.